AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A man accused of fatally shooting the CEO of United Healthcare appeared in a New York court today. Julie Walker has a report.
Luigi Mangione in Manhattan Criminal Court entering a not guilty plea to charges of murdering United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. That's all Mangione told the judge as he sat shackled. His lawyer Karen Agnifilo telling the judge last week's perp walk teeming with heavily armed officers and the mayor was an unnecessary spectacle.
He was on display for everyone to see in the biggest stage perp walk I've ever seen in my career.
Outside court, Mangione supporters like Natalie Menares, who says medical debt wiped her out.
As extreme as it was, it jolted the conversation about the fact that we need to deal with this issue.
The 26-year-old also charged with federal crimes that could carry the death penalty. Julie Walker, New York.
President Biden's commuting the sentences of 37 of the 40 people on federal death row, converting their punishments to life imprisonment just weeks before President-elect Trump takes office. Trump's been an outspoken proponent of expanding capital punishment. The House Ethics Committee has released findings of its investigation of former Congressman Matt Gaetz. It includes explicit details of sex-filled parties and vacations he took part in while representing Florida's Western Panhandle. Investigators concluded he violated multiple state laws, though not federal sex trafficking laws. Gaetz denies any wrongdoing. And Donna Warder reports Honda and Nissan plan to merge.
And create the world's third largest automaker worth more than $50 billion. The two companies say they've signed a memorandum of understanding and that Mitsubishi Motors, the smaller Nissan Alliance member, has also agreed to join talks on integrating their businesses. Japanese automakers have been lagging behind their big rivals in electric vehicles. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. Shohei Ohtani has been named the AP Male Athlete of the Year for a third time.
In his first season with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Ohtani hit 54 home runs and knocked in 130 runs. For the first time, he got to play in the postseason.
Your Dodgers have won the World Series!
Game audio from Fox. Ohtani put up these huge batting numbers with an injured shoulder that prevented him from pitching. Through an interpreter, Ohtani tells the AP the goal is to return to the mound in 2025.
It's the small steps that I think are very important to get me to the ultimate goal, which is to just get back healthy.
Manager Dave Roberts says Shohei Ohtani is an uber competitor.
I'm just proud of any fame or glory or award that he receives because he just does it in such a respectful, humble way.
Shohei Ohtani says he is not stopping at three AP Male Athlete of the Year awards. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.